Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Neilinger, what's for breakfast?
Stewed apples, bacon, and biscuits.
Well, forget the apples. Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Customer chorus, and we want you all to join in lightly on this last refrain.
Oh, I blow through here, the music goes round and around, whoa, 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 and it comes up there. Now you push the first valve down, the music goes down and around, whoa, 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 and it comes up there. Now push that middle valve down. Hear the music go down and around, below, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa. Listen to the jazz come out. Push that other valve down. All the music goes round and around, whoa, 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 and it comes up here.
From coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
Oh, I can't find me out of my living room.
Oh, Popeye!
Oh, wow.
When I get my hands on that Popeye, I'll break every bone in his body.
Lassie, pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
He came on a boat across the sea, Popeye, a boil and a little sweet pea, riding on the waves of fantasy. Popeye don't smoke the ganja weed, a boil and spinach is all he needs. Oh, not a boil.
Rude.
That was dirty. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. That was the Possum Hour theme. Good way to start the show. I hope you all had a great week or so. And oh, a great week. It was a great week. Make that or so out of there. Space. And may your week ahead be full of promise. And may Possumar set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Slum Gully and Fettuccine and Limburger Cheese Whiz. Oh, can you imagine? We'd Possumar thank them again for their patronage, imaginary or not. But already for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Chimps. Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Hope knows what I'm talking about. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Laundromat Memories. This Wednesday at 3:45, it's Flip Chindribble and his guest, ornithologist Philbo P. Nuisance, discoverer of the Dolly Parton titmouse. Bet it's on the radio, eh? And on Thursday, Chuck Bluster wonders when the madness will end. Then it's Friday, and the weekend is off. All right, well, it's a week's worth of work. Okay, easy for you to say. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
You are listening to the Tut Tut Tuttle Cottage Cheese theme song, played on a theremin. Are there any other questions?
Hello?
We're here underwater where a monster shark has just eaten two divers. Well, Mrs. Jaws, how was your dinner?
Crazy.
And why did you attack those two men?
Well, I'm
Mrs. Jaws, how often has this happened?
Once, twice, three times.
When you're not swallowing people, where can you generally be found?
At the Copacabana.
With me now is Sheriff Brody. A sheriff, what is the one word that can stop a shark?
Weep is the word.
Sheriff? Sheriff? Sheriff Brody, we've got a big problem here. What are you doing? No time for that now. The shark has spotted some kids in their boats. She's saying something to one of them.
I wanna kiss you all over.
Hey, how does it feel to be kissed by a shark?
It's alright. Once you get past the
day. A Navy helicopter has come to rescue the other kids. Well, Mrs. Jaws, what have you got to say now?
Don't let you think it's over.
Wait, Mrs. Jaws, why are you sinking the helicopter?
They say I'm crazy, but I have a good time.
Sheriff Brody, the shark is coming straight for us. How do we get out of here?
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Mrs. Jaws, let go of me. What do you want?
Let's dance tonight.
No! Mrs. Jaws, that tickles. Wait.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing, gimme that, gimme that, gimme that, gimme that.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor RJ Gumby!
Hey, hey.
Some hours, so suck it.
Okay, baby, you got it.
Woo!
Smells like ass.
How'd that get in there? Oh, here we go.
My brain hurts.
Beauty.
There
so how you doing, Gumby?
Nah, doing all right. Myself?
Professor Gumby. Myself? Did you say?
Yeah. Yeah, how you doing?
I had to take the vehicle into the shop, which always sucks.
Okay.
Yeah. Brake lines. Bad juju. Other than that, pretty uneventful. I mean, like, nothing happened, nothing bad happened. I didn't crash the car or nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Got it over to shop.
Great. Get her done.
Cried a little bit. Said, go ahead. Take my money.
Yep.
But, hey, what else are you going to do, man? I'm going to make that much Saturday, so it all evens out, right?
That's the way of looking at it.
I haven't worked in a frickin' month, and I've got 2 gigs this Saturday. How's that?
Oh, sweet.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to be bored out.
Busy day Saturday.
Pardon?
Busy day Saturday. Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got the the annual Easter egg hunt thing at the country club. Been doing that one since Lassie was a pup. And a wedding to follow. If I lost Professor Gumby, I believe I have.
Oh, yeah!
That's okay. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll blow something the fuck up. How's that?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me, too. All right, then. What do we blow up? This.
It's tremendous. It's colossal.
It's putrid.
Shit, fucking fuck.
Fuck you in the ass, fuck, the simple truth about the love she brings to me. Where do I start? With her first hello.
Hello.
Hell of a team seems to help me
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
I guess.
Nah.
I had no idea what that was. It just said Brownsville Station on it.
Damn good
band. Been on there forever. I'd totally forgotten what the song was. Hey, hit this one. It's 3 minutes. So I figured he'd give you time to, you know, powder
your
nose.
Yep, it was perfect. Perfect. I was feeling good all day.
Stage fright, baby.
That's what it is.
So where I was going at, I've been horsing around all month, and I quit shaving almost a whole month ago now.
Okay.
So I am kind of look, you know, I don't know, Ulysses S. Grant maybe, or the captain of the Titanic, probably more like it, but yeah. I got this kind of sporting a pretty cool gray beard, man. I don't know. I trimmed it up today. You know, cut the bottom off and everything on the neck. Kind of shaped it a little bit.
That's what I'm going to do once I put some weight on.
I think I'm rocking this thing for a while, man.
There you go. Go for it.
Until it gets too hot in the summer. Anyhow, I got I don't want dark hairs, you know? It's like, I got some dark hairs on my chin, and it's like, dude, you're messing up the whole thing, man. You got like all, everything's white except for this little patch of like shit. Dude. Like the anti-Jay Leno or something, man. Anyway, that's the most exciting thing I have going on.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, look how ladies Decker's got a beard. I'm covering up my jowl, basically. Is what's going on here, man. Getting very jowly. Getting Nixon's jowls. And yeah. Wish I had his hairline.
Your beard
now.
Would do it, man. There you go.
Yeah, man. U.S. Grant, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck those Confederates, I always say. All right. Speaking of Confederates, there they are, the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Wait. Hold on a second, man. Let me get into that. And thank you for coming, Alice. All right.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. No further information is available about 911.
We have a caller. Welcome, caller.
Okay.
What's this?
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. You just listening?
Hello.
Is this GTO?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can
hear
you. We can.
Yeah, this is the famous Mint Man.
The Mint Man. All right,
yes.
Mint Man. There you go.
Tony the Mint Man.
There you go.
That's
cool. Very cool.
All right.
How's it going, man?
Oh, okay.
Well.
Okay. All right.
You got another ad? That's cool. I just wanted to, you know, we'll give you the shout out here. We got Mint Man, ladies and gentlemen.
The Mint Man. Return to the Mint Man.
Thanks for coming, sir. Need some better than this, though. Da-di-di-di-di. Yeah, we're like still doing this shit, man. I thought maybe it was GTO.
Yep.
He lives out in parts. Yeah, he's not in the lounge tonight. Anyway, Apple Cheeks is here.
Sweet Alice.
Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
And our old pal, Ope, is here. Other people's eyes. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Fig. I forgot to add. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's see. You know what? I'm better at this when I'm drinking, I think.
There you go. Sit there. Pour yourself a little something, something.
I don't have nothing, nothing. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not drinking. Sitting on drinking.
Okay. Shoot up, baby. Shoot up.
Shoot it up, baby. Give me the mainline it. Mainline it. Oh, well, I should have had more. I should have had more notes prepared. See, I mentioned the beard. Hey, you seen that Shohei Ohtani shit, man, in baseball?
No.
This is a Japanese player that they signed for like $30 million a year for 10 years, I think. $300 million
dollars.
$300 million
a year. Good God.
And he gets embroiled in this gambling scandal over the weekend.
Oh, geez.
The official story, his story is his interpreter stole $4.5 million.
Yeah.
And paid a bookie off with it. But I think my theory is the interpreter wasn't interpreting what was the real shit to the dude. You know, I think he was pulling his leg. So anyways, because he came out and told a different story initially, and then they came back and changed the story. So it's all, you know, it's kind of funky now. And I saw a clip right before the show of Pete Rose. He goes, "Yeah, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd have been off scot free." good for old Pete. Getting some mileage out of that gag this week. I'll bet. You'll hear it again.
I like it.
Well, that's it. That was, and hovering above. In his flap-doodle twin-engined flying Duesenberg, Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister.
Here, sir.
Finance and parking. Ladies and gentlemen, tough love!
With your host, Super Show.
With some guy.
As the Beaver.
The human body is disgusting. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. Some people say the human body is like a work of art. I say it's just a bloated sack of blood and guts and farts. It's body acne, body odor, still in strength. I think I wanna touch you right there where you stink.
It's pink.
The human body. Don't kid yourself, don't kid yourself. The human mouth is full of germs and pointed jagged teeth. There's belch and gas and halitosis, probably gum disease. Tooth decay and canker sores, but still I'd like to see you put your dirty mouth right on me.
For free.
The human body is disgusting. Epidermis where the fur is holding all the smell. My hairy hot dog's just as awful. Still without a doubt, your pisser is all I ever think about.
Take it out.
The human body is disgusting. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. The human body is disgusting. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. The human body is disgusting. No, I didn't.
I'm having chest pain.
Fuck yeah.
Human body is disgusting.
It's disgusting, man. You know, I think I brought this up before, but it's really bugging me. All these crotch sprays that are out now.
Yeah.
Like they got people that are doing yoga or something. Oh, you need to spray your feet and your ears and your, you know, down there. It's like, what the fuck? I remember Mel Brooks doing a 2,000-year-old man, and he was talking about, what's it, they got a spray for everything, a spray in here, a spray in here, a spray in your crotch. Here we are, man.
Yep.
He wasn't kidding. Weird
and
shit,
Liquid
man.
Prowl. Liquid Prowl is the greatest
Liquid
invention
Prowl.
Of all.
It bounces.
You put the little pearl in, you turn it upside down, it goes forever.
And if you drop it, it bounces. And it brings the family together. The mother and the daughter. Liquid Prowl. It does it all, man.
Good stuff.
He might have been the funniest man to ever live. I don't know, man. The ideas come out of that guy's head. Got a good record. Put it that way.
Yep.
I saw a video on the YouTube today that was kind of interesting. Lustron Homes. You ever heard of them?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, they're like a steel metal home.
Yeah.
And it's like steel coated with, makes it like a old refrigerators used to be, you know, that kind of material.
Yeah.
And anyhow, they built it. They were like prefab houses made in a factory, and they would deliver them, and you'd put it up. Boom. Anyway, I always thought they were neat. And I came across this video. I said, oh, check this out. Yeah, it turns out they were made right here in my town.
Oh.
Whitehall. Yeah.
Okay.
And,
is that these small houses that they put up?
Yeah, they weren't very big. Maybe 900 square feet or something, or 800, 900. They were kind of small, usually two-bedroom. They said they had one three-bedroom model. They only produced about 1,500 of them, I think. Or no, there's 1,500 of them left in the country.
Okay.
But they had fours of them in this video. It's kind of interesting. But the dang factory, I could walk where it is. That far away. Blew my mind. I'm like, no way. They showed it the street. I'm like, God. That's Fifth Avenue, man. That's where my car is right across the street. Right now, my car is right across the street from where that is, man. That was
nice,
kind of neat.
Nice.
But anyway, they're really cool. Lustron Homes, if you want an interesting bit of history. They were only around for like 3 years, I think. And, didn't work out. I would love to have. I mean, I could be cool as AF to live in one of those things, man. Restored, of course, because I'm sure most of them are poor condition. But anyway, there's one up on Hamilton Road that I go past all the time, and I always think, that's cool as shit. And then in the video, they said there was a Lustron home being auctioned on eBay. In a town not too far away, and the Historical Society of Whitehall, my town, bid on it, bought it, transported it here to Whitehall, and I don't recall seeing it, but I'm gonna go check it out this week once I get my car back.
Yeah. There you go.
Because it's close by as well. So anyway, that's the headquarters for the Whitehall Historical Society now.
Didn't they ever have like a whole neighborhood of those houses, or is it just?
I don't think so. I think that's probably where they dropped the ball, man.
Because that's what you would figure they'd do. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to be putting up multi ones of these, you know, in one spot, make a hood. I think they were just, you know, like a. Well, I don't know. You ever read about those Sears homes that they would mail order?
Yeah,
you could get
yeah.
it out of the Sears catalog, and they'd deliver, you know, the wood and the nails and instructions. And go. Good luck. Good luck.
Well, I kid you.
Man. That's back when people could do shit, though, you know?
Yep.
Now we go, oh, I'm going to take my car to the garage because I don't know how to fix it. Cause I'm lame. I don't have the tools. You need the tools, man.
You need the tools.
You got to have the tools, man. I got the tools.
Put it together.
All right. Well, today was the anniversary of the birth of my dear friend, Two-Handed Mikey. So, in honor of that, how's about a Mikey Quickie?
Stay on us. We like the Mikey Quickie.
That's good. Dried dog turd neath the bed. Compliments of my dog, Jed. Don't know on what day he lay. The smell of something dead underneath the bed. The stove's sure hot tonight. I just can't get to sleep. So I got up from my spot to take myself a leak. Something smells, my wife said. Yeah, it smells like something dead. Pull the blanket from the floor.
Three dried dog turds, maybe four.
Got my shovel, got my tongue. Got my gloves and got my mask. Then I got down on the floor to do the dirty task. Saw Jed squatting by the chair.
No, don't poop over there.
You better get your lazy ass up before I kill your pup. Dry dog turd neath the bed. Yeah, it smelled like something dead. Don't know on what day he lay. The smell of something dead underneath the bed.
Hi-yo! There you go. All right. They like that one.
Yeah.
He shall be missed. Happy birthday.
Birthday to Two-Handed Mikey.
Two-Handed Heaven. Oh, man. Drinking a little Java?
Yeah.
Hot. Sitting there in the pot, man. Had the dang thing on. Gotta slurp it. Yay. Yike, yike, yike. Alrighty, let's see. We've already bored you with Lustron Holmes. my beard. What do you got, man?
Jack, I got nothing going on. Yeah, jack shit going on.
Jack shit. Jack shit. Yeah. Well, tomorrow I'll have my car back. That'll be nice. Able to drive around and stuff. Go see that Lustron home. Yeah, really.
That's good. Get the old car.
I brought some extra quickies. I had a feeling. I didn't like. I hadn't like no notes this week, man.
Whenever you feel like you lay a quickie on us.
What did I say? I just got a list of old westerns I want to catch.
All right. I'm still doing the silent movies, watching Harold Lloyd now.
Yeah, I didn't do any pre-code prison flicks this week. So catch up on that.
Oh, yeah.
I love old prison movies, man. I don't know why. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen one I didn't like, man.
You gotta like them.
I don't know what it is.
Especially the old ones.
Oh, them old ones are the 30s and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
The way they talk, that Rex.
Yeah. Ginger Rogers as Roxy. Roxy Hart. You ever see that?
No.
Yeah, it's one of the original Chicago stories with Roxy Hart. Yeah, Ginger Rogers.
There's no Joan Blondell.
In the bathtub.
Yeah. But who is? I know I'm certainly no Joan Blondell. I might be the mole on her cheek. Something like that. All right, so we did The Human Body is Disgusting.
Elroy.
What do we got left? Here we go. You asked if Phil Harris covered Alice Blue Gown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit that boy.
From a radio show, because like,
yeah,
records are.
I would have thought he had lyrics going.
I got one with probably, the lyrics too.
Yeah,
play that later.
Probably later life. Yeah.
No, I mean, I got one.
Yeah,
I got one.
Really?
Somewhere with a vocal. I think I am a yokel. So I forgot the biggest thing I did all week.
Which is?
Yesterday, I finished my taxes.
Oh, beautiful. Get that done.
Oh, man. That was a fiasco and a half. So I fill out. I get these 1099 forms, right, from all these people.
Yeah.
And I have my own shit. I pile it all together. Okay, that's what I made. And one guy didn't send me a piece of paper. He sent it to me on the email in a PDF file, right? And I had it opened up on the screen to add it, and I forgot. And I'd already filed and paid and deet. So I before I logged out, I added them to the list. No, that ain't going to work. So an hour or so later, I called them. Well, they called me. I got on the thing. Yeah. Very accessible helpline, man.
Oh, okay.
Called me back in about 10 minutes. Real nice lady. She goes, I think you got it in. It's in there. It's on there. If it's on there, it's filed. I said, oh, okay.
All right, cool.
I slept on it. Well, no, that was Saturday. And it's Sunday. I slept on it. So Sunday I get, okay, now you know what. That ain't on there. There's no way. So I went back and looked at the tax return, and it hadn't changed. Nothing had changed on it, the total. And the total would have changed with that money added to it. So it's fucked up. So I got back on another lady, and I had to file a, whatever you call it, amended form, which with the, it cost me extra money, too, because, you know, I made more money. And the Fed was cool because I could e-file it, but I had to physically print out my Ohio State return, and I had to mail it in, so certified mail, and it, which is ridiculous because I don't owe any tax in Ohio, man. Cool thing about Ohio, they don't charge income tax if you're self-employed schmuck like me.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. You know, they're caricature fans, I think. But, man, you have to pile like 10 pages into one envelope. I got it under a pile of books trying to flatten it out. So take it over to the mail tomorrow.
But you got her done.
I got her done. I get that in the mail, and I'll be glad. And I still got to do my local taxes. That's another couple hundred bob out the door. You know, we haven't done.
What's that?
3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Oh, lay that on us.
All right, let's try it.
Take a spin. You could be a winner.
Awesome! Yay!
What is it?
Nice. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again.
3 minutes.
Yeah, like, I think my tax story was probably 3 minutes you'll never get back as well. But that's another story altogether. Oh, man, all Saturday night, I'm like, I gotta go back in. I gotta go back in, man. just when you think you're out, they drag you back in. They got the nicest ladies on their thing. TurboTax.
Oh, yeah.
I recommend that 100%. Maybe nicely. And I made their day, you know, because I was like, crying and everything. They deducted some money I was getting back, or not really getting back, getting off, and I went, what a jip! It's such a jip! She starts laughing. What a jip!
I love it.
I hate taxes, man. I'm going to do them early again this next year, because last year I did them early, and it was, like, much better. Green measure money. You'll never get back. Exactly. Rip it off like a Band-Aid.
The night I was laying out, TV right in front of my eyes, watching some adventure in outer space on the Starship Enterprise. Well, there was Captain Kirk, Spock and the gang.
said, well, we've done it again. We got our act in a sling. Everything we got, well, it don't seem to work. That only leaves one thing. Of the place, it was Mr. Scott was a man. Scotty, he was a man. Oh yeah, it was Scotty do this, Scotty do that, until it was time to land. Then it was Mr. Scott, can I do anything, anything for you, please? Got to go out with the captain again, and you know what that means. And they beat me up, gotta get me out of here. Something's trying to eat my face. Beat me up, gotta save my ass again. Make you an admiral out the face.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
There it is.
McDonald's French fries.
There you go.
You know what I'm talking about. Oh, man. McDonald's French fries. Oh, I'm cutting the potato. I got to cut the potato out, man.
Yeah?
I can't be dealing with potatoes. I like fucking live on potatoes. They're like total carbohydrate killers, man. Yeah. It's a sad, sad state of affairs, I must say.
I love a potato.
Ah, man, it's hard to fuck up a potato, man. You got the fried potatoes, you got the French fried potatoes, you got the baked potatoes, you got the mashed potatoes,
the
you got the potatoes
love
all
the
rotten. Get the fuck out. Oh, them little, I like to make the thing in a crock pot, put them little potatoes in there. Anyways, on with the show. Lots of animal news, man.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. This is pretty intense. New Orleans police headquarters. They got a rat problem in their basement.
Yeah.
And more specifically, the evidence room. And seems like the rats are all getting high on the weed, man. They've eaten a whole bunch of their stash, man. So
happy Mises.
Wow, it's got some $30 million to fix up this joint. I don't know.
You
got to
legalize that shit in Louisiana.
Yeah, Then you'd have the high rats wouldn't be any problem then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it makes them high. It says it's
okay.
Oh, wait.
And you don't want rats. You don't want rats with the munchies.
Oh. Huh. Maybe you don't get high just from eating weed.
Because
I know, like,
to.
when you make brownies and stuff, they make it into a butter.
Yeah.
Because it says here, it says raw cannabis contains inactive ingredients that must undergo heating, decarbonization, decarboxylation, before THC is produced in the form that gives mammals the sensation of feeling high. Isn't that interesting?
Okay, all right.
I did not know that.
We
had smoked and I never knew. Well, that's why I smoked it and didn't eat it, I guess. Yeah. All right, North Carolina. What's the one we want to do first? No, let's do this one first. Weird animal. Missouri. It's out in the open country. They successfully, this two-headed snake successfully underwent surgery today. Had her ovaries removed. I'm reading this thing going, what? They actually, you know, like, I'm thinking they actually know how to remove a snake's ovaries? I guess they would, you know. Why would you worry about that? You step on snakes and squish them.
Exactly. The hell.
But anyway, I guess a two-headed snake, you'd want to keep him alive. He lives at the zoo and people marvel at him.
Keep the freak alive.
Yeah. That's right or not, man. He's like, you know, freak show. It's not right. Snakes have rights. Anyway. Congratulations, snake. They didn't mention he had a name. Alright. Now here's the warning. North Carolina officials are warning residents that there might be bears under their house, so be careful. Don't wake the bears up.
Bears under the house.
Yeah, this is crazy. They said, like, bears, they might go into, like, a crawl space or into a shed or, you know, pile of brush on your lawn.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, they get up in a thing and snooze for hibernate. They can get pretty testy if you wake them up, apparently. So.
Oh. You don't want to do that.
No, you want to definitely watch out for
those bears.
Sing
them a lullaby.
Yeah. Something like this.
While walking across the lines and the squares, be careful not to step on the bears. There's bears in the stairs, and sometimes in pairs. Very difficult to get along with.
Bears everywhere.
Something about yelling makes a bear get compelling to want to take your leg and bite it.
Bear!
Never out of reach from a bear.
Bear
All right, man. That was the North Carolina officials band, wasn't it? Something like that.
Bears are under your house.
Look out. Man, wouldn't that freak you the out?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, yeah, what's that? What's up under there? Oh, holy jeez, it's a bear.
I'm afraid to look under my house. I don't know what the hell's going on under there.
I don't have an under the house.
No?
Ah. It's like a Flintstone. They call it a slab house. It sounds very Flintstone-ish to me. Slab. Nothing underneath.
Nothing underneath. Right. There you go.
Nothing underneath, man. Just don't grab
no bears.
That.
No bears under the Commodore's house.
Give me some, I don't know, worms and grubs and things. But for the most part. All right, here we go. World records.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 120 players participated in a table tennis rally in Northern Ireland.
Oh.
120 people playing table tennis. Oh, tennis rally. I guess they kept the game going.
Okay.
Okay, they tried to break this for the most consecutive opponents in a table tennis rally. Not sure what that is. I should have watched the video first. Anyways, congratulations to them.
Yeah, what the hell?
They did something good.
Yeah, they got a lot of people together.
They got people in, and they had happy and fun, and perhaps they learned something. Maine baseball team officially broke the Whoopie Pie world record. Now, this one I said to myself when I saw the headline, I said, and what's a whoopie pie?
Right?
I mean, you think about it, right?
Uh-huh.
Whoopie pie.
Uh-huh.
You could need some spray for that, you know what I'm saying? All right. a whoopie pie is a Maine delicacy from Maine, the state of Maine, composed of two cookie-shaped cake pieces, cookie-shaped, they're round cake pieces with cream filling sandwiched in the middle.
Okay.
So it's kind of like you know, them cream pies you get from the Hostess.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, they had one. Was it King Dawn or something like that? But hey, those are coated in chocolate, which I like. Chocolate covered.
Yeah.
King Dawn and
I haven't had those in ages.
The ho-hos. Oh, ho-hos, yep. Man. Man, I was like 20, I'd do a whole box of ho-hos. I got the money. I got enough money, I could buy a box of ho-hos, and I can eat the whole motherfucking box. Watch this. Wow. Hold my beer. All right. Escape artist. This is insane. Gets out of water tank to set Guinness record. Any escape artist thing, I think, is nuts, man.
Yeah.
2 minutes and 11 seconds to get out of this thing, hands and feet restrained. But it's like only the fastest time because it's the first time they came up with a new record. So
Okay.
They've never had that record on the books before. So I'm sure it will be broken.
Yeah, go for it.
That's crazy shit, man. But you never know. It may be broken by this man. Music. Idaho man.
Yes.
David Rush. He's on his way to possess the most titles in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes, deservedly so.
Silvio Saba currently holds the top spot with 182 titles, and our pal David, who trying to bring, I don't know, he hasn't really mentioned science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education lately.
Yeah. Maybe he had a falling out with those guys.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's I bet you it was the technology guys. Or the engineering. One of them. The math guys are okay. Science guys are cool. All right. We've seen this record, but in a different form. He put on 10 T-shirts in 15.03 seconds. So he now owns that record. It's pretty wild to watch. His videos are cool. I don't know if you've ever watched any, but it shows you how he goes through his training, and as it goes through, he has a whole thing where he's setting up, you know, how do I want the shirts laid out, and all these things, and everything has to be within the parameters of the Guinness thing. So anyway, congratulations. Hats off. To that guy. Is this a good story? Right. I got a poop story. There's an English residents of this English village say that starling murmuration. That's our word of the day. Murmuration. All right, and the definition of murmuration is a flock of starlings.
There you go.
Anyway, I guess they got this huge, and there's bird shit everywhere, and it's really bad. It's bad enough that it made the papers, okay? So just imagine, that's the level of bird shit we're dealing with here. So
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I hope everything works out well for him, man. I really do. Bird shit. All right, that's it.
Okay.
Don't stop me. Don't
Now, back to our show.
I've been peeling shrimp all morning, cutting catfish and perch all day. Come straight home from work, baby, just to bring you all of my pay. Still, my baby doesn't trust me. Why? She thinks something fishy is going on. That's right. I've just been working in the seafood department. Kroger all day long. My baby doesn't trust me when I come home late at night. But honey, working in the seafood department, don't you know, sometimes you don't get off till nine. Still my baby doesn't trust me. She thinks something fishy is going on. Can you imagine that? Why, I've just been working in the seafood department down at Kroger. We'll be right back. fish in the daytime. I play the blues at night. But no matter how much I work, y'all, I still can't get out of this damn line. Still, my baby doesn't trust me. Why? Well, she thinks something fishy is going on. My goodness. Well, I've just been working in the seafood department down at Kroger.
Stars make you drool just like a pasta fazzle at some more.
I guess I loved it, yeah. Some more.
Good stuff.
That was great. I like how he works at Kroger.
Yeah. Got me thinking of Andy.
Who?
The trash guy. Trash guy.
Oh, not Andy, is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Andy.
Danny. Danny.
Danny. Danny. Is it Danny?
I'm pretty sure it's
maybe
Danny.
You're right. Maybe you're right. Yeah, Danny. Okay. Trash
That's
guy.
Not me.
TJ.
Oh, man. That was weird as fuck seeing him in real life. There he is. And it was a situation where, like, you know, people were being stupid at the self-checkout. And
yeah.
It was annoying me. And I kept looking at, waiting for Tourette's guy to blow a gasket, you know. But he didn't.
He kept his cool.
I guess he was on his meds or something. Which is good. Good to be on your meds. I tell you, did I ever tell you, Two-Handed Mikey saved my life.
How's that?
I went down for one of his shows, and I was feeling mighty poorly. And I got there, and I'm like, dude, do you mind if I just sit down for a while? I can't. I'm not feeling too good. And he's looking me over, and he says, you know, I think your blood pressure is a problem. Fucking diagnostics. Gave me a couple of his lisinoprils, which is what I take now.
Yeah.
And fixed me right up.
Oh, but, shit.
You know.
Just look you over, do that.
Well, his brother's a doctor, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but he had high blood pressure as well.
Okay.
And so, which is why he had the dope on him, which was very convenient. Yeah, how did he have it on him? Why didn't he have it at home? He saved my life. He's an angel, man.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, there you have it, man. I take my little Lisinopril every morning. Thank you. When I could be drinking beet juice and throw them in the garbage.
There you go. Beet juice, baby.
Man, I got to find an affordable way to consume beet juice. Isaiah Spancy's. Let me go down to that German place. What's the German place called? Shoot. They're everywhere. What? How come when I'm on this shit goes right out the, you know.
I know that feeling.
A stupid name. I drive past it every day. The fucking German grocery. All right, I'm Googling that fucker, man. It'll come up if I say German grocery store. Aha. German grocery store. Well, they didn't do. They took me literally.
That's for actually in Germany.
This is food for Germans. Okay, German-owned grocery store. They probably already got it in the chat room.
Yeah.
German-owned grocery. Aldi. For the love of God, Aldi. They're everywhere now. And I never got in the habit of, they're a little cheaper, and I never got in the habit of going over there because they used to be cash only.
Yeah.
And that was back when I wrote checks for my groceries. Yikes. Can you imagine that? Writing a check for something. People would think you were out of your mind. And they might not have got the Canada apple cheeks. She said they don't have an Aldi. But they're quickly.
Yeah, they are all over here. Yeah.
Okay, you got a lot of them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Never went to one, but yeah.
And we're getting the Sheetz has expanded big time in Ohio.
The Sheetz?
Sheetz. It's like your Wawa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's Sheetz in the east and Wawa in the west. And in the middle, they have kind of a war. Sheetz versus Wawa. But Sheetz is expanding. You know.
7-Eleven's all over the place.
7-Eleven. Yeesh. You're taking your chances at a 7-Eleven. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
All righty. How about a yodel?
Yodel.
It's too bad that GT isn't here to torture. Oh, this is going to be a good yodel. All right. It's, let's see.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
Yodel. Yodeling time.
Got a fish on my hat and a rod and a reel. Well, I cannot tell you how good that I feel. It's a beautiful day and I'm in my canoe. If I catch a fish, I will yodel for you. Yodelay, yodelay. Have to sing softly if you want to catch a fish. Well, that's what I want, and that's what I wish. There's not a cloud in the sky, and the water's so blue. I'll cast in my my line and I'll yodel for you. Yodelay, hey, yodelay, hey, yodelay. I feel a bite on my hook, so I reel in the line. I pull you out of the water, my, you are so fine. Let me take your picture, I'll throw you back in the blue. I'll watch you swim away, then I'll yodel for you. Yodelay, hey, yodelay, hey, yodelay. Yodelay, hey, yodelay, hey, yodelay.
Oh, look at that fish go!
Checks in the grocery, and Alice is talking about her mom smoking in the grocery store. My mom smoking in the grocery store. There'd be butts up and down the aisles on the floor. Just crush your butt out on the floor. Is that nuts?
Going to the day.
Man, can you imagine that? They look at you like you had 12 heads if you lit up a butt in the Kroger today, man. They call security and shit. Man. I was thinking about that. I took my son to a... I guess I took both the boys to a basketball game. We had a semi-pro team in town. And I got tickets. And I took the boys now. And they were real young and really not into the game at all and being jerks, you know? And I'm having to be dad and everything and keep my cool and not, like, clobber them or nothing, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I looked around. And anyway, there was no smoking by this point. This is the 80s, late 80s. And I looked around and I lit up a butt. I'm like, I need a fucking smoke. And I smoked, smoking the butt, trying to not, you know, not being obvious about it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The security guard looks at me and he's about to point and then he sees the kids and he's like, he gives me like the, ah, go ahead.
You earned it. You earned it.
That was another time, man. Yeah, I don't see smoking much anymore. Apple Cheek says she does. Most of the bars here, you can't smoke in the bars.
Yeah.
I think you could buy a special license to smoke in bars. But.
Hey, they got a few around here where you can smoke. According to my
customers,
wiping
it out,
I haven't
been
in a bar in ages.
They're wiping that shit out, man. Smoking is on its way out. Well, not in Asia. So they didn't complain too much when they got rid of cigarettes in this country. Oh, well. You got fucking, what, 6 billion Asians.
Like in Asia, right?
What's that?
I told you what it was like in Asia, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's smoking.
Huh? No. They had little designated areas.
Oh.
Yeah. You go out for a walk, you got to find these little areas. And it was me with a cigar and about 12 other Asian guys all circled around this one little area smoking. Can't smoke on the beach.
Wow.
And when you're watching a movie of somebody with a cigarette, they put a cigarette to their lips. They pixel the cigarettes out.
All
of
right,
a movie.
That's a little bit much, I think.
Uh-huh. There you go. But the rest of the world, it's all going that way.
I always see them like, you know, they think of those Vietnamese guys all crowded into the little, you know, Saigon or something, all puffing on butts. Is that like a racist thing in my head now? Yeah, it's probably a racist thing in my head.
Yeah.
I apologize. Yeah, it'd be Vietnamese or something, man. You got a hand to Vietnamese, man.
No,
you. All them guys come over like in across the Pacific Ocean in little boats.
Yeah, yeah.
To a country, and they might not even have spoke the language, and they fucking made a thing of themselves, man. Were they ever a problem? No.
No, not at all.
They fucking did shit and got their shit together, man, like now. They're awesome, man. No, we shouldn't have fucking picked a war with them, man. That was a big mistake.
Yeah.
They're formidable units over there in Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
Hats off. Water!
Water here, too.
Aren't we a couple of exciting chaps? Well, that was awesome. I think I got time for that Alice Blue gown. You up for it?
Yeah, sure. Later on.
All right. Then let's beam out of here.
Wonderful.
Say goodnight, everybody. Well, no, this isn't
goodnight,
Wonga.
Everybody.
Somebody else. But it's got the voids. It's the voids.
Okay.
Energize! Hey!
Frankie Masters and his orchestra present Alice Blue Gown.
Sweet little Alice Blue Gown.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Missed it by that much.
All right, Tubby.
All righty.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, it's kind of a drag, man.
What's that?
I'm worried about our pal Ford Prefect, man.
Yeah.
He was complaining. He was feeling rather poorly last I communicated, and that was a couple weeks ago. So, suppose I should have put out a public appeal for positive waves. didn't want to bring the room down.
Yeah. Yeah,
I hope he's okay, man. But he's disappeared before. But I don't. He was seriously complaining.
Yeah, okay.
Not good.
Yeah, not good at all. Wish him the best.
Yeah. Hey, if you're going to croak, email me or text me first.
Okay. Will do. I'll make a note of it.
I'll do the same. Too many, man. Just weird. Another, I guess it's just part of life, man.
Yeah, gotta take it. It's all part of it.
Yeah.
Important part.
Start dropping off.
Yeah. Important one to live forever.
I don't.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Maybe another 50 years, but not forever. I don't know about 50 years. If I feel like this, about another 50 minutes. They're working on that, man. That's what it's all about, man. I can't have beer, man. I can't have any more beer for a while. I'm trying my best. I haven't had a drop for a couple days, man. It's nice.
All right.
I feel better already, so.
Nice.
Something
nice
to work on. Another day under the belt. I love beer. All right, man. Well, do it again next week.
Sounds good to me.
All right, man.
Awesome one.
Stay tuned for some exciting scenes from our next week's episode.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.